It is narrated that once the poor companions sent a representative to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they presented himself in the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the representative, and he said, "I am a representative of the poor." The beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Welcome to you and to those from whom you have come. You have come from those people who I love very much." Allahu Akbar. The representative then said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the poor people have requested, the rich people have taken the ranks of paradise. They perform Hajj, we can't afford it. They perform Umrah and we can't afford it. When they get sick and accumulate wealth for the hereafter by giving extra wealth in charity, they get more rewards. Because they are rich, they are able to get more rewards. They are able to give more in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are able to go and perform the Hajj. They are able to perform the Umrah. We are not." Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied. He said, "On my behalf, convey this message to the poor companions that those of them who are patient in their poverty and hope for a reward will have three things that the rich do not have." Yes, the rich can go on Hajj. Yes, the rich can go on Umrah. Yes, the rich can spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the poor people, they will have three things that the rich will never have. Number one, there are such lofty places in paradise, which the people of paradise will see like the people of the world see the stars in the sky. And only the prophets who adopted poverty, the martyrs and those who were poor and the poor believers will enter them houses in paradise. Second, the poor people enter paradise half the duration of judgment day. That is 500 years before the wealthy people. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to mention the third thing. He said that if a wealthy person says, "Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar," and the poor person utters the same, the wealthy person cannot attain the same reward as the poor man, even if he gives 10,000 dirhams, silver coins, in charity. The same is true for all of the good deeds. And when the representative, when that representative, the poor companion, went back and he recited this whole statement to the companions that were poor, they all said, "We are content. We are content. We are content." Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madinah Sharm, we come to know from this incident that the king of Medina, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved the poor people. He loved the poor people very much, and he gave them a mindset to adopt a habit of patience instead of complaining about the current poverty. You know, nowadays in your life, maybe you are well off now, but there are times in our lives where our ups and downs happen. Some people stay in a state of poverty all their lives. Some people are rich all their lives. Or some people have ups and downs. And the question is that when you have a down, when you are poor, when you're in a state, what is your state then? Are you showing patience at that time? Are you patient with the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Because if you are patient, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you are rewarded. But unfortunately, viewers of my channel, what happens is when we come across difficult times, then we start complaining. Why me? What have I done wrong? You know, why my bad luck? And if you're not careful, you are questioning. You're questioning the hikmah. You're questioning your fate. You're questioning Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why me? Why not him? And again, if you're not careful, it could take you out of the folds of Islam. So always be patient in whatever happens to you.